The Farm Bill required a study of the costs of mandatory country of origin labeling and any possible increased sales or demand because of cool labels. That study's done, and it shows
a lot of evidence of cost of compliance and little to no evidence of actual increased demand.
Kansas State University economist Glenn Tonsor, one of the authors of the study with lots of numbers, but
the main punchline would be the beef industry and the pork industry all lose.
Beef industry losing about $8.5 billion over 10 years. Pork industry $1.7 billion as the costs of compliance with the rules outweigh any increases in sales that might be attributed to the label. Now, Tonsor says, yes, demand for beef and pork is up, but
there's no evidence that the reason that demand has been strong is from mandatory country of origin labeling.
One reason the study shows losses so high, benefits zero, is that the vast majority of beef and pork sold in the country is already U.S. produced, so the chances for any big increase in sales of U.S. product is already pretty small. Also, meat sold in restaurants is exempt from cool.
Not every beef pound, not every pork pound is actually covered by cool. So there's a whole channel that is exempt. And the easiest way to put this is products that go through restaurant channels are exempt and not covered by the law. It's important that people that dive into this appreciate you have a cost being borne by the entire animal, the entire industry, but only a potential for demand increase on the minority of the product. So only about 16% of the pork is estimated to be covered by M-Cool, and about a third to 42-43% of beef production is covered by M-Cool. So over half and over three-fourths in the case of pork of production is not even covered. And that implies some of these adverse benefit cost numbers as well.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.